Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. I am excited. Glory to God. I'm excited. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are so excited tonight to be with you all. I know y'all are used to hearing us on Sunday nights, but tonight we've got a phenomenal guest with us, Prophetess Cheryl Forrest, amen, who's a senior pastor of New Creation Ministry in Cobbs Creek, Virginia. This woman is a survivor in many areas of her life and shares concerning tonight the miraculous things that God has done for her. She is an author. She has several books that she has released, and she's got ministry just busting out of the seams. Amen. So, Prophetess Cheryl, we're grateful to God for you being with us tonight. Amen.
Thank you so much, Prophet Burrell. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you tonight.
Amen. Amen. So we want you to share with us, amen, as the Lord leads, because God has blessed you. As I stated, you've authored several books. You have right now your latest book been released, amen, about how to get the Jezebel spirit out of your church, out of your home and your bedroom. But you're also doing some other phenomenal things with the other book that you did, the one that you gave me that blessed me, the journaling and the preparing. That's awesome. And God is speaking to you concerning your healing ministry and going forth with that. So share with us tonight what's on your heart, what the Spirit is leading you to share with us, that we may be empowered through the work that you're doing in the ministry. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. God wants his people to know without a shadow of doubt that he's real. I know you might be out there and you think, well, you know, that's easy. I know that God is real. But you know, it's real easy, you know, to say, I know that he's real, but he wants us to know him, intimately know him, and to draw closer to him so that he can reveal some things to us, some things that have been hidden from us. God wants to reveal. He wants to reveal to his people. He wants to impart to you a greater anointing, a greater revelation of what's about to happen in the earth today. I thank you so much for allowing me to be on your broadcast tonight. And yes, God has blessed me to author some books. And when I tell people about my, God healed me twice from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I like to go there is because so many people are suffering today in their bodies from sickness. Sicknesses that Jesus paid the price that you may be healed, that you may be whole from. And the believers, some of them have been deceived by the enemy to think that they have to adapt to the way of the world and just, you know, live with this pain all the days of their life. Some of them feel that, you know, this is their lot in life. They've got to take this sickness. Some of this stuff is generational that God wants to break off of your life tonight. And I can tell you in advance that those of you that are suffering cancer tonight, those of you that are suffering all types of diseases and ailments, I can tell you in advance that God's going to heal you tonight if you would just stay tuned to the broadcast. Before we close out tonight, there's going to be a prayer for you, and I can almost guarantee you that God is going to move on your behalf. And even now, by me being a prophet, I believe in flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. There's somebody that's listening now. Your name is Patricia, and you've been having some problems, some ailments with your pain. Even now, Patricia, God is healing your back. There's something wrong with your vertebrae. And in the name of Jesus, that vertebrae is straightening out even now. And I see that, and I know that, bless Jesus. But let me tell you a little bit about my testimony. At age 17 years old, I received my first diagnosis of cancer. At that time, you know, I thank God because he's so good, and we thank God again for his mercy and his grace, because I'm just going to be honest with you, I was not saved. I did not know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but I thank God for an uncle that was a righteous man, an uncle that knew Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And you know that you can get healed off of the prayers of a righteous man. And that's what happened in the case of my uncle and myself. I was an individual that I was out there in the world and I was doing worldly things, and I came home that day and My uncle just happened to be there, and I know today that him being in the position was really God ordained. He was there at the house that day when I came back home, and he looked at me and he said, Cheryl, God loved you. And I'm here to tell somebody this evening that God loved you. And he said, Cheryl, God does not want you to die from cancer. And I looked at my uncle and I said, well, hey, I don't want to die from cancer either. And he just said, Cheryl, if you would just have faith the size of a mustard seed, he said, God will heal you from that cancer. Now, I didn't know a whole lot about faith at that time, just being real and honest. I really didn't even have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But one thing I did know, I knew my uncle, and I knew him to be a real man of God because he wasn't like the rest of us. You know, I grew up in the party house, and he would come by every now and then, and he'd just stick his head in the door, hi, how you doing? Just showing the love of Jesus Christ. And every encounter I had with him was a good encounter. You know, I never saw him straying away from his call. He was steadfast, and he was unmovable, and he lived what he preached, bless Jesus. And he was a witness to all of us that you can live a saved life, bless Jesus. And that's going to help somebody out there that's listening this evening. Yes, you can live a saved life, regardless of what's going on in your household, regardless of whether your aunts are saved, your uncles are saved, maybe your parents might not be saved, maybe your spouse and your children might not be saved. But that won't hinder you. You can still live a saved lifestyle, bless Jesus. There are people all around us that have not bowed their knee to the enemy of serving, you know, Satan. So back to my uncle in that prayer. So he said, Cheryl, he said, can I pray for you that God will heal you? And, of course, I said, yes. So my uncle, bless Jesus, he began to pray for me, and he prayed that God would heal me from that cancer. And when they put me into the hospital for a biopsy, as rebellious as I was as a teenager, I remember being rolled down to the operating room and holding on to my mother's hand, saying, Mama, please don't let me go. And when next thing I knew, I went in that operating room, and when I opened my eyes, I was back into my hospital room in the bed there. The doctor comes in later on, and he looks at me. He said, we opened you up, but we closed you up because we couldn't find anything. Praise be to God. So that was my first experience of Jesus the healer, amen. And the reason why I went there is because God wants you to know tonight that the same God that healed me then at 17 years old, now he didn't stop then. He continuously healed me throughout my life. But that same God that had the power to heal me way back there, he still has that same power today to heal his people. And he wants you healed today. He wants you whole today. It was never God's intention for us to be sick. It was never God's intention for us to be oppressed by the enemy. That's not the will of our life. Beloved, the will of God for your life. Beloved, the will of God for our life. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So just like he healed me, he wants to heal you. And then my second encounter with cancer was when I had my last son, who's 20 years old today, goes to show you how long that's been. I went to the doctor's office, and I had a supernatural encounter with the Lord right there in the doctor's office. I'm telling you, God is real. Don't give up on God. Don't faint. It's not time to throw in the towel. It's time to hold on. Hold on to the promises of God. Don't go by what you see. Don't go by what you feel. Go by what the word of God says concerning your situation. God has the power to turn your situation around. Matter of fact, I'm just going to prophesy in your life that your situation is turning right now for the better in Jesus' name. I prophesy over your life in Jesus' name that new doors of opportunity is going to open for you. Bless Jesus, you're going to walk in the favor of God. And like the word of God has already stated, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that will rise up against you and your household, we condemn those words right now. We condemn those tongues now. They shall not prosper in Jesus' name. So back to my supernatural encounter in the doctor's office. Now, I'm sitting in there. If you're a female, you know, after you have a baby, you go back for 6 weeks, exam. So I'm sitting in the doctor's office, and the doctor looks at me and he says, Mrs. Forrest, I see the beginning signs of cancer. At that time, I had a supernatural encounter that I will never forget all the days of my life. That doctor is sitting in front of me, and he's telling me his facts, the things he has found out behind the results, behind the test that he ran on me. And at the same time, the doctor is revealing to me his facts to hear another voice speaking, praise God. And I realized that it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he began to tell me, he says, now, Cheryl, he says, today you've got to make a choice. He said, you've got to choose whose report will you believe.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there listening to the Holy Spirit and looking at the doctor at the same time. And the Holy Ghost begins to tell me, he says, now, if you choose to believe the report of the doctor, he says, you might have to take chemo, you might lose your hair, and you might even die. But he told me at that moment, he says, now, but if you choose to believe my word, he says, not only will I heal you, I'm going to bless you on top of that. And I chose at that moment, I said, you know what, I'm going to go with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to believe the word of the Lord, and I'm going to have that life, and I'm going to get blessed on top of that. And I'm here to tell somebody that the same thing that the Holy Ghost told me that day, somebody out there, and I see the word oppression. You've been oppressed by the enemy. Well, I speak a word to you today, and I find that spirit of oppression off of your life, Father, bless Jesus. I'm going to encourage you not to take that drink, but to call on Jesus, bless God, because one thing about Jesus, he is a prayer-answering God. He loves you more than what you can ever imagine. He loves us so much that he went sent his son to the cross to take our place. And you know something, if you take a drink out that bottle, it might, you know, take away the pain, that numb the pain for a little bit. But once that high comes down, you'll still be faced with the same problem. But I'm going to tell you something I have learned from experience. When every time we call on the name of Jesus, he shows up. So if you would just take the time and say, God, help me. Jesus, help me. Lord, deliver me. I guarantee you that God will step into your situation and turn around what looked like a negative situation into a positive situation. God has the ability to work that situation out for you. There's nothing too hard for the God that we serve. God loves you. I know you've heard this before. He's not mad at you. He doesn't hate you. He's a forgiving God. And if you will repent of your sins and turn away from it, God will bless you. Bless Jesus. So let's go back to that doctor's visitation there that I had. Their doctor's office, I'm sitting there looking at the doctor. I make a conscious decision that day to trust God. As I'm leaving the doctor's office, the instructions that the Holy Ghost gives me is, he says, now, do not go out here telling people that you have cancer. I know you know, just like I know, death and life is in the power of the tongue.
Power, yes.
Yeah, the Bible says we're going to have whatsoever we say. So we've got to train ourselves to speak life instead of death. So I had to go out that day. He says, do not tell everybody that you have cancer. If anyone asks you what's going on, he says, tell them that the doctor said it, but you do not receive it. Bless God. Amen. That's going to help somebody right there. Don't receive every negative report that you hear. Now, let me ask you a question that's probably been asked to you before. If the mailman were to come to your house, knock on the door, give you a package, and you can hear something ticking on the inside. He says, here, this is you. It's addressed to you. It has your name on it. And you know what? You might be thinking like me. If that package is ticking, it might be something in there that's harmful to my health. It might be a bomb in there or something like that, right? Now, at that moment, you have a choice that you can make. You can say, sure, give me the package. I will accept it. Or you can say, no, I refuse that package. So I'm going to encourage you today that when negativity comes your way, use that choice. Use the power of choice. Say no to it. I'm not going to receive it. And begin to say what the word of God says concerning yourself. After that encounter, I had to begin to say what the word of God said concerning my life, concerning my health, concerning my well-being. God told me to go through the Bible. He said, now, write down the healing scriptures in the Bible. And he says, now, what I need you to do is begin to confess. Say what the word of God says concerning your situation. So I went to the Bible, and I began to pull out some healing scriptures, bless Jesus. And I began to read them, and I found out that healing was part of the children's bread. And as Christians, as born-again Christians, we are the children that the healing has been provided for. It's part of our covenant right, bless Jesus. Healing is part of your covenant promise from God. You've got a right to be healed, bless Jesus. You've got a right to be made whole. God wants you healed. He wants you whole. And it doesn't matter how long you've had that ailment. There was a woman in the Bible. She had a 12 years. She was bleeding 12 years. But on that day, she heard that Jesus was coming by. And she had a determination within herself. She said, you know what? If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. Some translations say I'll be made well. But we know what it really means. Hey, this sickness is going to be gone, bless Jesus. It's going to be away from me, but glory to God. But she had determined within herself, and she said it, y'all, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And when she got out there in the presence of Jesus, she saw the crowd around her, and she didn't let the press of the crowd stop her. She didn't say, wow, it's just too many people. You know what? I'll never reach Jesus. I'll never be able to touch the hem of his garment. She pressed her way through. Some folks say she had to get down on her knees, but this is what the woman was. She was desperate. She had the determined within herself. Enough is enough. I've had enough of this sickness. I'm not going through this bleeding anymore. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to him, the one that I know that's the healer. So she pressed her way through that crowd. And I'm encouraging you today, press your way through to Jesus. Don't stop. Don't let things stop you. It's so easy sometimes to be sidetracked. And I know that the enemy loves to use procrastination. He loves to use deception, anything to try to interrupt us and hinder the plan that God has for our life. He doesn't want to see us healed. He doesn't want to see us blessed. But regardless of what he doesn't want, know this for a fact. Beloved, God wishes above all things that you may prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. God wants you healed. He wants you healed. That's the reason why God sent Jesus to the cross. You can be healed so that we can be free from those sins, so we can have a right to everlasting life. So we don't have to settle for sickness. We don't have to settle for, you know, sin consciousness. God has delivered us and set us free. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, now all things are new. If you've sinned in the past and you've repented of that sin, know today that God has forgiven you of that sin. So now you can forgive yourself. You can, I tell people, straighten up that crown. Straighten up those royal garments that you have on. And just keep on moving forward. Just keep moving forward in the things of God. I just want to encourage someone today. There's a Josephine, and you're listening. God wants you to know that he loves you. And he sees that situation in your household, and he's told me to tell you that he's working it out. Causing the situation to turn around for your good, bless Jesus. He is delivering, glory to God. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's delivering rebellious children right now. He's turning the hearts of the children back to him. So if I were you, I'd just begin to rejoice, because that means if you have a child that's been acting rebellious in the past, God is turning that situation around. He's working on that child right now. You know, just like I know, God has the heart of the king in his hand, and he's turning it around. This is why we know that God has the ability to turn a heart around, but he's turning the hearts of the rebellious children back to him, bless Jesus. Glory to God. He says he's opening up their eyes and causing them to see, bless Jesus. So if I were you, if you have a child out there that's been rebellious, all you have to do is claim that word. Say, God, that's my word. I claim that for little Johnny. I claim that for little Stevie, bless God. I claim that for little Clara, whatever that child's name is. Just go ahead and claim that and receive that for that child. begin to rejoice in the Lord that your child is coming to Christ or coming back to Christ. Bless Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants you to know today that there is absolute, positively nothing too hard for him. There's someone listening today, and you've been praying about employment. Bless Jesus. God, you just begin to rejoice. I loose employment, good employment with good benefits unto you now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, what do I do with that? If that's you and you need a job, you need a good job, or maybe you have a job already, but you don't have the benefits, and you want to claim this word, the only thing you have to do is say, I believe it, I receive it, I grab that, I take that for myself, bless Jesus, hallelujah, and watch God perform it, amen. God's going to bring it to pass. I see in the next 7 days, somebody, you're going to get that job, bless Jesus, you've been believing God for. God's going to cause it to manifest before you. Bless Jesus. He's granting you favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
The second time after the diagnosis of the cancer, I'm going back. Bless Jesus. And I listened to the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. I was obedient to him. I went ahead and wrote out the healing scriptures. And I begin to confess the word of God out of my mouth daily. And I set myself in agreement with the word, bless Jesus. You know there's power in agreement. So I begin to set myself in agreement with the word of God, regardless of what my body was feeling like, regardless of what it looked like, regardless of what the doctor's report said. I set myself in agreement with the word of God. And I was staying all the time on Isaiah 53 because it said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. So I began to take it personally. I began to put my name inside of that scripture, bless Jesus. And you know you can do that. I began to say things like, God, I thank you that by your stripes I'm healed. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon you. And with your stripes, or by your stripes, I am healed. And I begin to even look in the mirror, and begin to look at myself and begin to decree and declare, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a word in the Bible, in Psalms 147:3. Maybe you're out there and your healing that you need might not be a physical healing, but maybe it's a broken heart. I love Psalms 147:3. It said, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Jesus is the healer of the brokenhearted. No matter what you're going through, no matter what hurt you have experienced, call on the name of Jesus. He is a present help. I mean, he will show right up in times of trouble. There has been times in my life where I've lost loved ones, bless Jesus. And I remember praying at those times, and I remember when my sister went on to be with the Lord. It was a very emotional time for me. But at that time, I learned how to pray and ask God for supernatural strength. You know, there's natural strength, and we thank God for that natural strength that we have. But when God puts that supernatural strength on you, you can endure anything. You can go through anything. You can make it through anything. So I encourage you today to pray and ask God for supernatural strength and watch and see, won't God give you the strength to make it through the storm, to make it through whatever situation that you're going through right now. He's able, amen, and he loves you and he cares for you. Glory to God. So, with the story, the second time of being diagnosed with cancer, bless Jesus, I went ahead with the scriptures. I confessed the scriptures out of my mouth. And then time of the Holy Ghost told me, says, now I need you to change it. And begin to just thank me. Thank God that by his stripes you're healed. Just begin to thank him that when you go back to the doctor's office, they won't be able to find any cancer in your body. So I begin to follow the instructions, the leading of the Holy Spirit. And every day I would get up and I just thank God. God, I thank you that I'm healed. I thank you that healing is a part of the children's bread. I'm a child of the Most High God. I've got covenant rights to healing. I'm healed in Jesus' name. And again, I speak to my body. I said, body, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. I receive my healing today. When I go back to that doctor, there will be no cancer in my body in the name of Jesus. And when I set my doctor's appointment, bless Jesus, I went to the doctor, and they examined me, and they told me that they will get in contact with me in 2 to 3 days if anything was abnormal. And I waited, and I tried to wait patiently, but I didn't hear anything from them. So I called them up, and I said, hey, you know, did you get my results back? And they said, yes. I said, well, did you, was there any cancer there? And they said, no. I said, okay. Cancer? They said, yes, of course we check for cancer. So I bless God. That was my second experience of God defeating cancer in my life. Bless God. Hallelujah. And the same God that healed me wants to heal you today. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. Woo. That's powerful. and that is so, people need to hear it. People need to hear that God is moving and that he is indeed a healer, as the word declares that he is. And it requires a level of faith that sometimes we find ourselves wavering. And, you know, now is the time that, you know, gird ourselves up and really trust God for the things that he's spoken concerning our lives. And as you stated, healing may not always be in a physical nature. Sometimes it's emotional and spiritual healing that people need in their lives. And regardless of the area, God is able to do what it is that we need from him, but we've got to believe him and take him at his word. Amen. Amen. Prophetess, thank you so much. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us tonight. It has been a blessing to me, and I pray and believe that it has also been a blessing to our listeners on tonight. Can you, we're down to a couple minutes left in the broadcast, share with our listening audience ways that they could possibly learn more about you, learn more about your books and the ministry that God has given you with healing. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. You can learn more about me by going to my website. It's www.Cheryl, that's C-H-E-R-Y-L, Forrest, F for favor, O-R-R-E-S-T, ministries.com. Or you can contact me at CherylForrestMinistries@yahoo.com as well. But you can find out a lot about my books, Bless Jesus, and even the healing CD. God had told me at one time, he said, I had to do a healing CD. I put those same scriptures that I was talking about, that I wrote down and confessed out of my mouth. He told me to put it on a CD, and he blessed me, and I put it on a CD, and they began to play it on the radio on 70 a.m., and people began to call in saying they were healed from cancer just listening to the CD. People were healed from seizures and all different types of things just listening to the CD. And you can find that CD on my website as well. The instructions we give people is just let that CD play overnight. Bless Jesus. I know even with my own mother, bless the Lord, I played that CD for her in the hospital and different people. I played it for their loved ones in the hospital, and they've seen their loved ones health increase, and the people came out of the hospital, bless Jesus, and they're doing well today. So I just want to encourage you, if you want to find out more about me, go to that website. Again, that's www.CherylForrestMinistries.com, or you can call us at 1-800-525-7751.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Whew, that was good. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. If this has been a blessing to you, this message will be in our archives. You can locate it there and share it with others. As always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, then take the responsibility to empower someone else. We ask you all to join us again on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. for another empowerment session. God bless you. We love you. Good night.